you too. Yeah, it's good to be seen, isn't it? Amen. Well, we're so excited to welcome everyone here this evening. We're going to have a wonderful, wonderful time, and we've got a special treat in store for you. And really, we want to elicit participation in something. Before I tell you about that, I want to make mention of our Saturday night service. As you know, we not only offer church services on Wednesday, which you guys are at right now, so obviously you know about that, and not only Sunday morning where we have an 8:30, 10 o'clock, and 11:30 service, but now we have a Saturday night service at 5:30. And I'm really excited about that service, and we did it for a number of reasons. First and foremost, we believe the Lord led us into it. But two, especially at our 10 o'clock and 11:30 services, we're just seeing a lot of growth there, a lot of visitors, a lot of guests. And with that, we've got to make room for people. And we will build a phase two one day, and we're super excited about that. What you're sitting in is going to be our children's church. This is not our long-term sanctuary. We're going to build phase two and grow over into that. But one of the things that I've always had on my heart to do is to be a good steward of the resources of the kingdom of God. And with that, adding another service, it enables us to grow using our existing facility without taking on more overhead, and using those funds to do fun things, to establish God's kingdom locally, like what we did in Poindexter. When we bought that facility and remodeled it, we didn't have to take up one offering for it. We didn't have to do a pledge drive for it, or anything like that. And that's because we're financially stable because the Lord's helped us be good stewards of the resources He's provided for us. And so with that, we're using our Saturday night services just to more space to grow without having to build a new existing sanctuary. And so a lot of people in South just think, well, good Southern folk, they go to church on Sunday morning. Even when new people come, they don't think about Saturday night. They just think, well, I'm going to go to church this Sunday. That's just kind of how people think down here. And so we're trying to do media and whatnot to tell people, no, you don't have to wait till Sunday. You can actually come on Saturday night, which if you drove down Lakeland Drive, you probably have seen some of our media and things like that that we're running. But we want to encourage, we know we already have our dream teamer set up. You guys are locked and loaded and are amazing every Wednesday night, every Saturday night, every Sunday morning. It's awe-inspiring what you guys are doing. But what we need is attenders, people who just attend the church. And while we'd love to move everyone over into the dream team, we try not to force that too much because we don't want anyone getting plugged in into a position and not liking it and then leaving the church because they didn't like it. With that, we know that there are some people who just attend church, and we'll say the same thing on Sunday morning, who attend church during 10 o'clock, and that's when they attend. That's when it's convenient for them. Same thing with 11:30, same thing with 8:30. But we'd really encourage some of you who attend those services to attend Saturday night. One, I think you'll like it a lot. We're going to do extended praise and worship. It's going to be a more casual type flavor. And really, I think it'll be other than First Wednesdays, which will start the first Wednesday in May. It will be the highlight of our praise and worship team Saturday nights because we don't have another service coming after that, so we can really, really just have a lot of fun during that set. Now, if you weren't here last Wednesday, we're going to start First Wednesdays, which will be the first Wednesday of every month, and that will be like a praise and worship service. I mean, I told them, get stools and get bottles, because we're going to wear you out. So with that, bottles of water. So with that, we're going to have a great, yeah. Got to clarify. But with that, we're going to have a great time on First Wednesdays. But Saturday night, we want to encourage people to, one, come to it because I think it'll be a blessing to you. But two, we have to open up space for any new people. In phase two, I will do our seats a little bit differently. We will have them where they're a little bit further apart from one another. But with that, we would encourage people to, if you can come to Saturday night, come to it. Make that a part of your worship experience. experience, and then you can take Sundays and rest if you're an attender. Now, if you're a dream team, don't take any of that. Just don't do that. We need you. But, you know, for an attender, come on Saturday night. Try that out and see how you like it. And then what I would encourage is everyone, try it out at least once. And I think some of you will say, man, I really like having more time for praise and worship. I really like that's the same message that'll be preached on Sunday. But that's Saturday night at 5:30. Now, what we're doing tonight is something a little bit different. Next week, we'll be continuing what we started last Wednesday. But for those of you who go to the church, you know this. For those of you who maybe are new to the church, you just heard me mention something called Poindexter, and that is a part of downtown Jackson. And we have a facility down there that we do local outreach out of. And years ago, when I first took over the church, my parents pastored it before I did. I had a lady come up to me at the end of a service, and she'd been attending the church for about a year. And she said, I'm leaving this church to go to another. Now, that's always a fun conversation for for any pastor. With that, and I've had plenty of them. Not so much lately, though, so that's a positive thing. But a whole lot when I first started. And one of the things she told me that is because she wanted to go to a church that was doing something within the community. And I told her, I said, I can't argue with that. And I said, I agree with you 100% that God's church is supposed to establish the kingdom of God in a community. What we are doing right now is not church. We want to get people out of the mindset of thinking, well, I've got to come to church. I've got to come to church. Well, that's great. You need to come to church. But more importantly than coming to church is being the church. And what our nation needs right now and what the world needs is for us to be the church. We are to be the light. We are to be the salt of the earth. And with that, like never before, and what we're doing in downtown Jackson will pale in comparison. If you come and stick around here 10 more years, you will be in shock and in awe of what we are doing down there. But we are doing some really, really neat things. And our goal is now, it's not to come down there and just preach, 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 preach. Because the area has been preached to. The area has heard about Christ. The area has heard about Jesus. You talk to some homeless people down there, and they know more scriptures than some of the people who go to church here. And that's the truth. Because a lot of these programs have it set up, well, if you want food, sit in on a Bible study. And so with those types of things, they've been preached. To what we want to do is to show them that preaching in action, to come and show them the love of Christ, to show them the power of Christ, to show it. And then once they've seen it, we know that they will be attracted to it. And once they've been a part of it, we know that their hearts will be open to it. And we're already seeing those things start to happen, that we don't want to just be giving handouts and things like that. We want to empower people to live a greater life. We want to empower people to break cycles off of their families. And we want to empower husbands who've been estranged from their families to go back home and be good, godly men. And we want to empower people who are working multiple jobs. We know a grandmother down there working multiple jobs to take care of her 5 kids because her daughter has dropped them off there because she's a drug addict. We want to inspire and help those people and bless those people and strengthen those people and help her get her daughter off drugs and help set her free from all of that bondage and captivity. But in order for us to do this, it is not just about programs and things like that. It is us bringing the life and love of God and showcasing it to a community. And so this month, in the month of April, we are going to do something that we're going to do a good bit down there this year. We know this year we're going to do 2 of these, and that is we're going to throw a big community spring fest. And with that, you know, in the suburbs and things like that, you have a lot of different spring fests and things you can take your family to, Easter egg hunts and sitting on Easter bunny's lap and all of those kinds of things. And there's any number of those things that happen there. But wherever there is a breakdown of a family unit and values leave a community, you always see negative things start to creep in. And so one of the things we want to do in that community is just bring fun, bring family, bring excitement. excitement. Let kids laugh. Let kids play. Let moms watch their kids laugh. Let fathers watch their kids laugh and play and have a blast and all of that. So instead of us putting on a spring fest for our church, we want our church to put on a spring fest for a community. And you all, everyone who can come, and everyone who has the time to come, we want you to be a part of that. Now, obviously, putting something like that on, and you'll hear more about it tonight, but putting something like that on, it takes manpower and woman power, and it takes a dream team to come and help be a part of that. And so tonight, we are going to have an associate pastor here at the church, Reverend Tommy Brown, come up, talk to us about what's going down there in Poindexter. He's over our outreach area down there, and then at the end of service, we're going to give you an opportunity to come down and sign up to help us work at any of these booths. He'll tell you when the event is, where it is, how it starts, what time it starts, all of those things. So would you please give a wonderful welcome and applause to an amazing man of God. We're privileged to have him on the church staff, Reverend Tommy Brown.
Well, praise God. Amen. Pastor Joel has covered everything I was going to cover, so everybody stand to your feet and let's pray. Praise the Lord. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to stand and talk to you this evening about something that is just absolutely a passion of mine and of Pastor Joel and of this church. If you've been here for any period of time, you know, we've had a lot of people to come down to Poindexter and spend some time with us, not just standing around and talking, but actually serving in the community. And we want to say thank you to you guys. You've been a huge, huge blessing. About 2 days ago, I was talking to a good friend of mine, and we were talking about life and work and natural things and spiritual things. And just kind of talking about balancing the whole natural side of life and the spiritual side of life. And she was talking about her job and the things that she does. And right in the middle of the conversation, she stopped and she asked the question. She says, Tommy, what really matters? What really matters? At the end of the day, what really matters? She said, I've asked the Lord that several times. She said, I've asked him. As a matter of fact, just a couple of days ago, I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, what did I do today that really mattered to you? What did I do that, I mean, just really pleased you? You know, we don't work to please God. We don't work to get in right standing with him. We are in right standing with him in Christ Jesus. He's pleased with us. We're his sons and daughters. But there are things that we can do that I believe pleases him. I know it. Pastors talked about how it pleases the Father to come to him. And she said he answered her just right in her heart. She asked, what did I do today? What did I do at work today that pleased you? And his answer was this. He said, it wasn't so much what you did at work today. It was what you did after work. She says she knew exactly what he was talking about. There's a lady who she knows, an elderly lady who has gotten older and now she has some issues with, you know, seeing her bills and those kinds of things and organizing them and all those things. So she's committed herself to taking care of that for that lady. And so she goes over about that time of the month, gets all the bills, organizes them, and then she makes sure they get paid. And she said that's what he was talking about. He said, that's what pleased me, the fact that you take time to do that for her. And she says she's asked that question several times, and every time his answer is always different from how we would answer the question or how the world would answer it. She's a professor at a university, and she has an opportunity to take time and talk to some of the students. Oftentimes, she says they're at the point where they're almost to break, at the breaking point. Sometimes it's almost where they're dealing with mental issues and emotional issues. But there have been times when she found out that the person she talked to and the time she talked to that person was just before they had made a decision to end their lives. And so she said, every time she asked that question, the Lord always, his answer is always, it's what you did for somebody else that matters to me. Every time it pertains to something that she did for somebody else. What really matters? I believe we can answer that question. Every question that the believer has can always be answered by the Word of God. I'm sure of that. And so I want you to turn in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 61. And I actually want to read this from the Message translation. And I believe it's on the screens. In fact, just look at the screens, because I doubt if many of you have the Message Bible. I'm just kidding. King James guys. It says, the Spirit of God, the Master, is on me because God anointed me. He sent me to preach good news to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted or the heartbroken, to announce freedom to the captives, to pardon all prisoners. God sent me to announce the year of His grace, a celebration of God's destruction of our enemies, and to comfort all who mourn, to care for the needs of all who mourn in Zion, to give them bouquets of roses instead of ashes, messages of joy instead of news of doom, a praising heart instead of a languid or feeble spirit, to rename them oaks of righteousness planted by God to display His glory. They'll rebuild the old ruins. They'll raise a new city out of the wreckage. They'll start over on the ruined cities. They'll take the rubble left behind and make it new. What really matters? Now, the Bible tells us that those of us who've accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are His. He is ours. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost, which means that Christ lives in us. The Spirit of the Lord is upon Jesus, and He lives in you. We are His. The Bible tells us that we are His workmanship. We are ambassadors of Christ. We are joint heirs with Christ. We're called to do good works. We're called to be His hands and His feet in the earth. What really matters? This is what really matters. It's moving outside of yourself to serve somebody else. It's taking what belongs to you and using it to serve somebody else. It's taking the gifts and talents that God has given you to use to serve somebody else. Paul told Timothy, I love this. He said this. He said, Timothy, guard and keep. Guard and keep that which has been entrusted to you. Keep it by the help of the Holy Ghost. There's a gentleman who was speaking when I first heard him use the Message translation of that scripture. It's actually 2 Timothy 2, and I want to say 14, somewhere around in there. And then this man went on to say, he said, because somebody's waiting on the other side of your obedience. For all of us, there's somebody who is waiting on the other side of our obedience. Right now, it is a community, people in a community called Poindexter. It is a community that we've chosen, not because we just chose that community, but I believe in my heart, I really do, that God placed that community before us. Those are the people we're called to. Those are the people that we've committed ourselves, our lives, our church, our gifts, our talents to serve. And we've been in that community now for some time. I want to ask this question and then I want to answer it. What is Poindexter? We've talked about Poindexter. We've talked about the life Poindexter. And I want to define, in a sense, what the life Poindexter is. The life Poindexter is a, for us, it's a vehicle. It is a tool, if you will, for us to take what God has given us, what He has blessed us with, what He has imparted to us, to engage a community that we would otherwise probably not engage. I've got two friends I want to introduce to you. I believe they're with us on the screens. How many of you, be honest with me, would walk up to this guy and throw your arms around him and say, God loves you and I do too. Praise God for you, sister. Praise God for you, sister. And, you know, and ultimately we'll all do that. But to be very honest with it, to be very honest with you, I'm talking about driving up in this man's neighborhood where all of his buddies are hanging out. There's about 50 or 60 or 100 of them getting out of your car and walking up to him and saying, I love you and God loves you and I just want to take you home and just share a meal with you. Or with Miss Mary there. That's my friend Michael. That's Miss Mary. The average person wouldn't do that. The average good Christian wouldn't do that. God has given us an opportunity to go into a community, to establish relationships with its residents, and then to open up a facility where you can come and serve and engage people safely, people who you normally wouldn't go to and go up to and talk to and wrap your arms around them. That's what the Life Poindexter is. We've been in that community now for over 3 years. We started out just going to Poindexter Park, feeding them hamburgers, feeding folks hamburgers, cooking up burgers and hot dogs and those kinds of things. That was 3 years ago. And because it's the heart of God, that effort has developed into something just absolutely amazing. And this is just the beginning. We ended up purchasing an old building, an old Trustmark building. Pastor took that thing and purchased it and we renovated it. And now we're doing some amazing things out of it. And it's because we know it's the heart of God. And now it's pastor's desire and his vision that we are not just another outreach. We don't want to just be another outreach. There are plenty of those in Jackson and surrounding areas. We want to be a prototype outreach center. And what I mean by that is we want to do what we do so well that other people see what we're doing and see how effectively we're serving people and other churches, and they want to come and see what we're doing and take it back to their churches. Already we've gotten some phone calls. We've had some people come out. But that's where we're going with this. We want to serve the people so well. We want to meet needs so well that other people see that and they say, that is God. We want to do it just like that. We do stock our shelves. The building has got shelves that are stocked with food, not just throwaway food. It's not old bent up cans and those kinds of things. It's good food. We go out and make Sam's runs all the time, man. We get the good stuff. People like coming to the Life Poindexter because we got some ravioli, some peanut butter. We got the good stuff, fresh cans of vegetables. And that's how we want to serve. We don't want to give them something we don't want. And I want to say to you, thank you so much for partnering with us to do that. I mean, it is because you are such great partners that we're able to go every week or every other week and restock those shelves. And it means a lot to the people in that community. Well, you say it's just food. No, it's not just food. We're raising the standard on the type of food they receive. We're raising the standard on the type of service they receive. We are raising the standard on the place, even the very place that they come to receive food. Why is that? Because we want them to see Jesus in the light, to see the Father in the light of who He is. We want to to do away with the old idea that God put this stuff on them and God, this is just their lot in life. That's not true. God is a God of abundance. He's a God of blessing. He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And it's good for us to preach and teach that, but it's so much better for us to demonstrate it. That's what we endeavor to do. Our shelves are stocked with grocery items. We've got things that are loaded with proteins, fresh vegetables. We also stock the shelves with baby items, with personal hygiene items. We've got computers for a computer lab. We'll start classes pretty soon. We've got Christian books to feed the spirit man. We've got snack items for those guys who are homeless, who aren't able to stay in the shelters. We've got things to serve all of the people in the community. Now, this community is probably the most culturally diverse community in Jackson, and I love it because you've got this group of people who are homeless, and then you got these people who are not homeless, but they are getting a check for whatever reason. Then you got this other group of people who are dealing with mental illness, who walk the streets all the time. They come in and out of the place. And then you got these married couples, young married couples living in this area. And then you've got some older people who grew up in the area, some seniors, some married, some single. Then you've got these school-age kids who walk to school, and you've got these youth, young people, teenagers over here, and then you've got a couple of drug dealers here and a couple of prostitutes here. It is, you got old and you got young and you got black and you got white and you got Hispanic. It is the most culturally diverse area in Jackson, I do believe. And the neat thing about this is it sits right in the heart of Jackson. If you took a map of Jackson and you look at it, you'll see that it sits right about where the heart, where your heart does in your body. And the neat thing about all of this is we get an opportunity to impact lives in a way that they've never been impacted. We get an opportunity to develop a program that works, and we get an opportunity not to do it just in that place, but to literally do it all over Jackson. It is amazing what we're doing in that place because it is the heart of God. So after 3 years, we've been serving that area. We've done a bunch of practical things just to show the love of God. We have gone from serving hamburgers to having given out just hundreds of bags of groceries and fresh produce, just truckloads of it, going to the doors and delivering those things. We've cut plenty of yards. How many of you have cut yards with us before? We've spent some hours, some sweat hours out there cutting that. Mr. Barry, he's done that. And we've spent a lot of time loving on the people, going door to door and just telling them how much we love them, how much we appreciate them letting us come to their community. It's not their community anymore. It's our community. And we've taken donuts, fresh, hot, crispy, creamed. I try not to eat them all before we, but... Well, what's that got to do with salvation? It has a whole lot to do with it. Come to my house at 8:30 in the morning with some Krispy Kreme. I'll pray with you. It really does matter because here's the thing. Pastor Joel mentioned that there are lots of churches in that area, both in that area, and there are a lot of churches that come to that area. I believe this. We've got a supply for Jackson, for communities like this. We are a supply in many ways, but one of the things that we're a supply of, first and foremost, is the truth. The truth. There's a young man recently, somebody went to his house, and they were telling him, they just basically said something like, God loves you. Can I pray with you? And this young man said, listen, he says, you know, lots of people come to our house, and lots of people come through our neighborhood, and they tell us so much stuff about God and so many different things that we don't know what to believe. If nothing else, our opportunity to speak truth and words of life into the lives of these people. Life, words of life will change their lives. I mean, literally, it'll change families. It will mend broken hearts. It'll heal the sick. It'll restore relationships. Look at this church. Look at what you see when you come into these doors. You see people who genuinely love you. You see people who reach out to greet you. And I mean, they reach out not with their hand, not just with their hands, but with their hearts. There are people who are longing for that. They're not used to that. They're used to somebody who's trying to be friendly, trying to get something from them. We want to love on them. We want to do it intentionally. And that's what we're doing in that community. We've got about 50 people who've come out to our discipleship program on Thursday, discipleship class on Thursday nights from 7 till 8 o'clock. We have a fresh start class. People in the community can come in and they can hear the truth. And that's just one of the things we do. But we've had about 14 teenagers come out on a Thursday night to that class. We've had some people off the street come into that class. They want to hear the word of God. We're doing some other things. We've adopted Poindexter Elementary School. We've been a huge blessing to them. We purchased 30 computers some time ago for the classrooms. We've got over 20 mentors in the schools. Currently, we're helping to improve the playground. The kids have no basketball. Can you imagine a playground without basketball goals? Can you imagine swings that don't work? You've only got one set of them. Can you imagine a monkey bar where the metal is sticking up and the kids can hurt themselves? We're helping with all those things. Those are natural things, but they are a blessing to children who are growing up in that community who needs to see something better, experience something better, so they can become something better than what they see around them. We want to break that cycle. It is important when we do these things. We've given away lots and lots of toys, lots and lots of clothes. We've given away groceries, personal hygiene items. We've actually got to a point now. We've been doing this for some time, and we're at a point now to where we're actually a bit ahead of some of the churches and outreaches that we look to as prototypes. We've had people say, you know, we've been in the community for several years now, and the thing that we want to see most is for the community to take a hold of what we're trying to do and get out and start to serve in their own community. We had 15 grown men who the average person will look at and say, those guys are lazy. They don't want to work. We had them sitting there talking about how from this point on, we're going to go out and do community service hours. I thought I was going to have to break their arm to get them to do it. They were jumping up and hooping and hollering. I was like, all right now. That's what we're trying to do. We're not trying to go in and be these people's savior. We're going in to show them the savior and let them. Glory to God. Do that. Poindexter is our Samaria. You know, Jesus told the disciples to go into Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and into the uttermost parts of the world. Now, I'm going to do this intentionally. I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm going to pull on your heartstring, and I'm going to do it without a guilty conscience. God has called you and me and you and you and you and all of us to go into our world. Now, for some of you, that means literally going into the community, going to Poindexter, going wherever, going to Africa, India, wherever. God has called us to do this, to go into. For some of us, it means we will go. Literally go and move in that place and serve the people. For others of us, it means that we will go periodically. We'll go sometime at some point. We'll go every now and then. For some of us, it means going once a year. For some of us, it means giving, not even going because our schedules won't allow us to do it. But we can give. We can partner with an effort like this. We can give periodically, or we can give on a monthly basis. But all of us, every one of us, is called to do something to impact somebody else's life. And I can tell you this as a Christian, as a born again believer, I know that I'm not satisfied until I do that. God lives in you. Jesus lives in you. And you won't be satisfied until you do it either. There is some level of involvement you can get involved in. There's something that you can do. Hey, if you can't go and if you can't send, you can pray. Prayer works, man. Prayer is the reason why we are where we're going. And prayer is what's going to get us farther than where we are. Prayer is what's going to change the lives of the people in that community. And the next community, and the next community, and the next community. We owe it to God, who has so graciously saved us, raised us, redeemed us, revived us, reconciled us, blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. We owe it to Him to reach outside of our small bubble and to do something for somebody else. Now, here's the fun part of it. When you do that, when you take care of somebody else's needs, when you reach outside of yourself and you be a blessing to somebody else, God's promise, it's a spiritual law. That when you give, He gives back to you. When you take care of His business, He takes care of your business. It's just the truth. So you don't ever miss anything. You don't ever lose anything. You're never deprived of anything when you go into your world. Why? Because that's what Jesus told you to do. His promise is that He would go with you. His promise is that He'll empower you. He'll give you gifts, He'll give you talents, He'll give you tools to do it. Poindexter is a tool. I didn't even mean to do that. But it is. It is a vehicle to get you to where you were called to go into your world. At the end of the day, at the end of your day, what really matters? What really, really matters? One day, I'm going to stand before God. I'm going to be satisfied that I'm in heaven with Him. But you know what's going to satisfy me, I'll say, even more? You say, well, nothing can be better than being in His presence. And that is true. But being in His presence with a whole bunch of people that I brought with me would be the only thing that would be greater than just being there. We have an opportunity to do this. Just in case you haven't experienced this yet, you will. Especially if you come and hang around for any period of time. Oftentimes at the end of my day, when I'm tired and I'm worn out, and it happens because people come all day long with the need for something. And just about the time that I'm tired and I'm worn out, one of these grungy looking people, whether it's Miss Mary or Michael or London or a number of other people. Oh, we got some names out there, buddy. One of them will come up to me and say, I don't know why they call me Reb. I hate that word, the name, Reb. Hey, Reb. Keep up the good work. You're a blessing. Now, you know, people do that here, and it means a lot to me. It does. Pastors say, Tommy, you're doing a great job. And I really appreciate that. But when one of those guys, when you're walking through the neighborhood and one of those guys walks up just out of the blue, not because you gave him groceries, not because you gave him, but just walks up to you and says, brother, you're doing a good job. Thank you. Thank you for what you do. Thank you guys for what you do. It means the world to me. And the tiredness lifts and all of the exhaustion and all that stuff, it just goes away. Because it's like Jesus himself walked up and said, good job, boy. Praise God. The 20th of April, April the 20th, this is your opportunity to come to Poindexter. We are going to throw a big event for that neighborhood. We are going to do it like it's never been done before. We have rented 8 huge space jumps, and a rock wall, and we got a petting zoo, and we got shaved ice, and we've got cotton candy, and I'm getting hungry, and we got all of this really, really neat stuff for the people at Poindexter. We want you to come out. We want everybody. It's 10% of the people who attend here is if we can get 200 people, I'm telling you, that'd be a tithe of the people in this church. Fewer, actually. We want you to come out in mass. We want you to come out this one time. This might be your one time a year. This might be your one opportunity. It might be the only time you come out there this year, but we want you to come out for this event. And we've got a couple of things that we want to do. We want the people to see that we really do care. And I'm telling you, you can talk about it all you want to. But if you come out, they'll see it. They'll see it. They'll see your love and demonstration. And we're talking about lots and lots of kids. We're talking about adults. We're talking about mothers. We're talking about teachers. We're talking about business people. We're talking about a lot of people whose lives we can impact. This is April the 20th. The event will start at 10 o'clock. It'll end at 2. We got lots of things and that we need help with. And I've actually got it right here. We need about 20 people to do the pre-clean on the park. We need 6 people to load and unload the trucks. We need 5 to do the pre-event cleanup. We need about 10 people to do the pre-event transport and setup. We need about 15 for concessions. We need 8 for the ice slushy wishy machine. We need 20 to do face painting, about 25 to cook and prep with the food, 20 people for balloons, 40 for inflatables. That's not too many people. The parking team, we need 10 people. And the tear down and clean up, we need 25 people. Now, this is going to be play. That comes up to right around 200 people. I didn't do the math. Ryan did the math. Something wrong. It's his fault. but we want you to come out. We want you to come out because, number one, we need you to help us show Poindexter that we're real, that we care, that we're here, and that we are committed to them. It's such a small price to pay. It's such a small thing to do. It's such a small effort to exert. So we're going to invite you to come out. We're going to expect you to come out. We're excited about this. I'm telling you, I've been in the community for some time now. We've been there for a long time. And I know that this is going to really, really impact the lives of the people in that community. I want to say thank you to Pastor Joel for allowing us to do this. And I won't. Actually, it was his idea. Okay, all right. I was going to pretend it's my idea, but it's not. It's his idea. Thank you so much. I'm telling you, I am excited, and I want you to be excited about it, because literally this is just another step towards the hearts of the people in this community. Thank you so much for listening to me. Listen, when we turn you loose, we are barring the back doors. We are chaining them down. And we've got somebody looking out for the fire department, so they're not. No, we're not. No. But we do want you to come down. We do want you to sign up. On this side, we got events for things going on during the event. We got opportunities, volunteer opportunities for the time during the event. And then these are before and after. Now, speaking of before and after, I want to make mention of one other thing. And I can do that because I got 6 minutes and 45 seconds. Can I do that, Pastor? We've got other opportunities for you guys who know in your heart that you want to do more than just one or two events a year. During the week, we've got opportunities for you to serve weekly, monthly, and yearly. The weekly opportunities are things like coming and stocking the shelves on Tuesdays. Coming, stocking the shelves or restocking the shelves. We clean up the building. We receive the people who come in to sign up for the food. We have opportunities to minister to them while they wait. What I mean is just ask them if there's anything you want them to pray. They want you to pray with them about things like that. Just practical things. We're about to start calling these people who have come in on a regular basis, making phone calls to them, and just to let them know we're thinking about them. We've got people who can process the information on the computer whenever the people come in. No, just things like that. If you want to get involved weekly, you can do that, man. We welcome you to come. You can help me do the Sam's run. That'll cut down the time from an hour and a half to now. But anyway, we welcome you to do that. And during the monthly, on third Saturdays, you can come out. We always do a third Saturday outreach. People say, well, when? I say, on the third Saturday. They say, on what Saturday is it? I say, on third Saturday. Now, which Saturday did you say? Third Saturday on third Saturday. And so we go out from 8 o'clock to 12 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, we come and sign up. Everybody sign in. We assign projects. We do things like yard maintenance. We go door to door with donuts and Krispy Kreme. And we also go and do minor building, small building projects, those kinds of things. And we assign the projects. We go out. We do the projects. Show back up at 11 o'clock. We have a short message to the people who come. We share a hamburger, or we don't split it, but we eat a hamburger and a hot dog and those kinds of things just to fellowship with the people in the community. So you can get involved on any of those levels. If you got any question, please feel free to call me about that. I would love you, love to get you, love you for doing it, and love to get you involved with Poindexter. This is the beginning of something great. And we want to invite you to get in on the ground level, because we're not stopping. We're going on and on and on and on. Amen. The Energizer Bunny has nothing on us. Come and be a part of Poindexter. If you can't come, send. If you can't send, pray. But please do find out what it's like to touch somebody else's life. Find out what really matters. Amen. Bless you so much. We're going to dismiss. And after that, you guys come down.